Hi and welcome. This is Kimberly Dawn with ArchangelsBless.com. And this is Jer, my sweetheart, my twin Ray. Hi, Jer.
Hello.
Aww. Today's blog post audio is on angelic assistance with emotional triggers. Jer, we are very familiar with triggers, no?
Every day.
I mean, it's something that I feel like maybe for me in my past, I didn't really like to talk about because maybe I tried to hide my triggers. I didn't really, because I didn't know how to deal with them when they happened. It was like, gosh, dang it. You know, I feel an emotional charge around an issue that I was just triggered on. And I know it has no real basis of the situation. So what the hell do I do with it? I mean, what the heck do I really do with it? I mean, that's what, how I was in the past when they would happen. I would almost feel this sense of out of controlness, like, how am I going to deal with this?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to think about that from this perspective now and to look at the past and how things, you know, kind of overwhelm you sometimes. And it's really the daily life activities that happen, you know, that are the things that you look at and can feel how they affect you. Whether they're small things, whether you're just taking a trip to the store and stuff happens, or, you know, maybe more major things, of course, you know, life-changing things, you know, whether there's some challenge within the family or there's something going on, you know, a change in work or whatever the situation might be, you know, with something that you're doing that's a mainstay part of your life and change is happening. But I think kind of the big thing for me, especially, you know, looking at it from being healed and going in this process of change with the crystal lights, has been that key piece of embracing, accepting, and to know that those things are supposed to happen to us. Those events take place. They activate things within us so that, really, so we can be healed. So more and more, you know, being able to take that perspective of realizing that it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing that these things happen, these triggers that affect us. So that's more of the big change mentally, I think, that I've come across, you know, over time.
You've helped me embrace that even more, because what amazes me about you is how 3D ground-based you are, excuse me, and how practical you are, and you're really good with ground-based things in life, but yet at the same time, you're extremely visual and you can see what's going on a higher level really easily. As you tune in, all I have to do is ask you a question and you can see on a higher level what's going on, which amazes me because of how ground-based you are. And you've helped me embrace that about myself. And I just want to say, too, I mean, I get triggers quite often. There's hardly a day that goes by that I don't get some kind of trigger. And even this morning on our tea time, you know, something from my past came up that caused a lot of pain. And then we laid under the crystal lights this morning. And the healing team, when I was just under the crystal lights, really brought up these old grid systems. I was trying to see what they were. And it really seemed like old grids, even old memories. When I have a trigger and I'm laying under the crystal lights, I feel old thoughts from the past come up, and then I feel like different layers being worked on. Sometimes it's down my spine. Today it was down my spine and in my heart area of these old, deep, deep layers of maybe like sheaths, maybe like grids or sheaths of. And in those sheaths, they hold, what they were showing me is they hold memory imprints. So not only do we have memories in our crown chakra and our memory banks. Hi, Olive. Kitty just walked in. We also have memories that are in these grids or sheaths that the healing team lift up and out. And I was also, when I was under the crystal lights this morning, asking the healing team, they were showing me that because Jared and I are, us being twin flames or twin rays, we are seraphim angels on a higher level. And the healing team that work through these crystal lights and during the Monday night healings are work with Archangel Michael. They are the seraphim angel healing team. Because we're seraphim angels on the higher levels, they said that they are Archangel Michael's seraphim angel healing team that work through. I know, it's like so amazing. I don't know, we've been laughing all morning off and on after. I think that's what the guides do. After we have deep releases of triggers, then we go on these laughing spells that we're just totally laughing. But that, I think that's a key thing, because that breaks up old grid systems. And also, one thing, we never take ourselves too seriously. It's like we're always cracking jokes, because this is such a trip to live on Earth at this time. It's the biggest trip in the world. And for us to even say, okay, yeah, we see our seraphim angel selves. He sees my seraphim angel self. I see his. And even that seems so surreal. You know, when you start waking up and you see yourself on these higher levels, and different levels of being, and you're traveling interdimensionally while you're under the crystal lights or Monday nights, it's such a trip, especially talking about it here in the 3D.
Oh my gosh, it really is. This seeing, you know, those things happen, and goofy things happen too, that, you know, that trigger your emotions and all of these things that kind of pop up. And then, you know, there's kind of the deeper, darker things too that affect us too as well, and that we need to have healings from and to really be cleansed. But, you know, to keep it light, that whole idea, I know we've been instructed more often than once to, you know, keep it light, enjoy, and, you know, have that, you know, have that spark, keep that happiness within us, because that's just the way it is here. You know, the more and more I see it down here, is it's just, that's daily life, and that's how most of us experience life too. So, you know, to be able to kind of take it in a lighter way, view it through a different window, so to speak, it just makes such a huge difference.
You've helped me with that too. You're just, oh my gosh. So any tips, Jer, that you have for those that have emotional triggers to receive angelic assistance?
Wow. You know, I can only really speak for myself. And I mean, the most important element to this is the healing from the crystal lights, to be able to sit under when you feel those triggers happen. I mean, you feel it. You feel, maybe you feel emotion, anger or self-doubt or pity or any of those things. I mean, you know that there's something happening immediately. And maybe you'll sit there and inventory those things, you know, throughout the day, even if you can't get to the lights. And so you'll realize, hey, there's all these things that have happened to me today. I need to, you know, get a healing. So you do that. I mean, I do that. I know that I need that. I mean, I come in sometimes, you know, from a long day, you'll look at me and you know already, you can see it in me that I need to sit under those lights. Otherwise, you don't want to get near me.
What will I say to you?
You need a cleansing.
I don't say that. I'm like,
you look like you've been through, you've had a lot of, you know, a lot of things, I think, happen, so, you know, maybe you could use a light
path. Oh my gosh, I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, there's so much seriousness and just heaviness that happens on this earth to us with triggers that it's almost unreal. I'm sure you've went through that. If you think about something in your life that just almost seems surreal that you even went through that on earth in your earlier life or recently, or any trauma events where it's like absolutely ridiculous that we got to go through this stuff on earth, those are the kind of things that it's just so important to ask for angelic assistance. And if you're drawn to lay under the crystal lights on Monday nights, that's the most inexpensive way, and you don't have to, and I'm not trying to sell that. I mean, I'm so busy with my practice and so, so busy. This is just my soul's calling. This is just what I'm here to do. So, I mean, my intention with making these audios is just to bring more awareness from my perspective of, from our perspective of what actually happens, because there's different levels of healing that we can go through. Some of the levels are rewiring our brain with different techniques such as counseling, life coaching, which is, all of those are so valid. And all those are levels that I needed to go through in order to, on a practical sense, how do I rewire my thoughts in order to get to the next level? Well, once I got to those next levels, I realized I'm still getting majorly triggered. And how many hours do I want to spend in meditation and in rewiring my thoughts? And it's all valid and I still do it. But what's really going on energetically? That's my intention with these audios, is what the heck is really going on in our energy bodies, in our energy systems, that continues to cause these triggers? And what do we do with the triggers? When we're triggered, there's old stuff that comes to the surface for release. Unless we go in and somehow have angelic assistance, a healing team that knows what they're doing with releasing those in negative programming, the old blueprints, the family lineage, old program grids, and the deep dark stuff, unless we're having a healing team that knows what they're doing to lift those up and out, and then also bring in higher light codes, new blueprints for us, then what's going to happen is, this is what I see happening in humanity and with myself in the past, we'll use numbing techniques to numb those down. And then what happens is they stay in there. So another trigger will trigger those same old negative programming, old blueprints, old family lineage program grids, or the deep dark stuff, and they stay in there. What happens? What are we really healing at a deep level if those stay in our energy bodies and our auric field? And I used to have the thought when I used to just meditate before I was aware of this level of healing, I used to have the thought, well, are these healers just making it up that this stuff can be in your energy body? And because we can't see them with our physical eye, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, you know, the best analogy that I can give to this to me is, you know, it's like coming to, like when you're driving, you come to a really sharp curve in the road, a real sharp 90 degree curve in the road. I mean, you can get around it, you learn to get around it, and you have the tools and the driving technique to get around it eventually. Once you know that it's there, you address it that way. But no matter how often you drive it and you know how to negotiate or navigate it, it's still there, always. And it's almost like with the lights, then it's like a construction crew comes and straightens that road out. So it's always going to be there if it's not addressed somehow directly at the core level. And that's what the lights do. The healing, you know, takes that issue away. It takes it and takes it to a point where it really becomes insignificant anymore. And so for me, knowing that it can actually be to that level, not just that it's, you know, you're learning to step around it, because it's always going to be there otherwise. If I have an opportunity to have something, literally have it removed versus have it sit there, which would I rather have? I'd rather have it removed. So if this is a way for me to, you know, not just work around it, but to address it directly, that's what I'm really impressed about. I can tell a huge difference for me being able to deal with triggers in life that way.
So well said. I'm going to see what Archangel Michael has to say that goes along with that. Let's see. It feels like he's behind me, and I'm just going to spring through words that he wants to share with you. This is the time on earth, if you choose, for the great awakening of you, of your higher self, of your soul, of you fully embodying all of who you are in this lifetime. Now is the time to claim that for yourself. There is no better time than now. to embrace the fullness of who you truly are. And in that process, triggers happen to release up and out of your energy bodies what is no longer you, what has been holding you back from lifetime after lifetime. The triggers happen in order to lift up and out to the surface deep-seated areas of humanity's consciousness, humanity's programming that has been deep-seatedly programmed into the consciousness of humanity as a suppression tool. This is being called by many souls on earth to be lifted up and out of them. And this is the work that Kimberly and Jer are sharing with you today. I bring you this to ignite within you the truth of what has been happening on earth for quite some time. The love of you knows that you deserve to be free of any programming, any beliefs, any heavy embodiments that are keeping you from your truest, highest, empowered self. Living that 100% on earth is your birthright and is why many of you have incarnated in this lifetime. The time is now to claim that for yourself, and it is your right to do so. It is my honor to help you do this. What brings you peace and love and a feeling of sanctuary space move towards? What causes you pain? We would like you to think about right now something recent in your recent past or right now that has come to the surface that you would like our assistance healing. Go ahead and think about this now. Very good. The Seraphim Angel Healing Team and myself will be working with you on this tonight while you sleep. We bring you frequencies right now to assist you. This is what it feels like when an old trigger comes to the surface. If you would like to join in the Monday healings, you may. It is not a requirement. All is a choice on earth. And asking for our assistance, it will be made so. The healing team that works through Kimberly and with me sanctioning protecting it and guiding them and guiding the healings with protected energy assists on a deep level of consciousness that is their specialties. That goes very deep, but it is soothing energy. We would like you to feel this now, the soothing energy of love, of peace, of sweetness. This protected energy is yours to embody. You are worthy of this. The light of you will prevail. You are enough. What causes you pain is time to heal. at a deep-seated level. There is nothing that is too big for us. We encompass it all and bring you frequencies of healing now. Feel this and know you will be assisted while you sleep tonight if you say yes. So shall it be. Namaste.